Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Charlotte Thursday afternoon. It was her first campaign event since Tuesday's debate against former President Donald Trump. For Charlotte Democrats, the exuberant gathering was a long time coming. I'm Steve Harrison. Many of President Biden's campaign events were relatively small. The same went for Kamala Harris's visits to Charlotte as vice president. But on Tuesday, the Harris campaign went big, holding a rally at Bojangles Coliseum, the site of numerous rallies for former President Donald Trump. Natasha Duncan from Charlotte arrived at Bojangles at 10:30 in the morning, 3 hours before the doors opened.
One of my close friends, she sent me the link for it, and she was like, you want to join me to go to the rally? And I was like, what, is she going to be here like in person? And they was like, yeah. So I signed up for it, and I was like, yeah, I got to be here. And then I sent it to my mom and my sister, and then my other best friend, and then my little niece, who is 4. She loves Kamala, so we had to make sure she got here too.
By the time Harris took the stage, the Coliseum was almost completely full, with roughly 7,500 people. They erupted when the vice president strode out to Beyoncé's Freedom. This was the biggest Democratic rally in Charlotte since Barack Obama in 2008. And that was the last time a Democratic presidential candidate won the state.
Two nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate. And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
She mocked Trump for saying he was going to replace the Affordable Care Act with a concept of a plan.
You heard what he said in the debate. He has no plan to replace it. He said, concepts of a plan. Oh, you all watched the debate.
She shifted to abortion.
And when asked on Tuesday night, Donald Trump refused to say that he would veto a national abortion ban. You remember that? He refused to answer that question. Well, I'm going to tell you, when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law.
And while Trump said Thursday that he won't debate Harris again, she said voters deserve another matchup. After her 25-minute speech, Harris flew to Greensboro, where she held another rally at the Coliseum there. Polls show North Carolina is a toss-up. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.